You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and I'm so pleased to talk with my next guest about the stars and the sky. Welcome, Steve Kosis. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Shelley. This is Steve.
Hi. And Christina De La Rosa. Hello, Christina.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Good to hear from both of you. You're both here to give us an update on Marie Drake Planetarium and your upcoming Earth Day event. With Earth Day coming up in April, I know it's a great time to think about ways to heal the planet. Yesterday, I had two great interviews, one with a climate change solutionist, Sarah Lewis, and then another with SEAC. So now I'm glad to keep talking about that today with you guys. So what do you have planned for the Marie Drake Planetarium on Earth Day?
Okay, well, Shelley, we're not going to be open, but we're always up to something. So what we're doing for Earth Day is we're asking people to submit videos to us, just a real short video, because remember, Shakespeare said, brevity is the soul of wit. And the video is just basically about what you or someone else in Juno is doing to make the Earth a healthier and more sustainable place. So on the website for the Planetarium, I give a lot of examples, but that's just to get people thinking. We're really open to whatever you want to share.
Well, I think this is a great idea, but how did you come up with it?
We were just having a board meeting, and we started thinking about what we could do that was online. And I don't know, I probably came up with the idea, and the other people seemed to like it. So I just thought it would be fun because we have so many creative people here, and also we have a lot of people, like you mentioned, the guests you had recently who were interested in climate change and the issues of environmental problems and how we might do our part, large and small, to make them better. So I thought video would be a fun way, and it doesn't have to be complex. Just do it with your smartphone.
Now, Steve, if you were going to submit a video for this celebration of Earth Day, what would you make it about?
Well, my video would be on the aurora, because here in Juno, we're very fortunate to have clear skies. We have very little air pollution. The ozone numbers and the 2.5 micron numbers are quite small. So I would celebrate the clarity of our air here in Juno for Earth Day.
Yeah, clean air. That's one thing I do love about living here, and also the delicious water. Christina, what would your video be about?
Well, I suppose I could just do something about, I kind of like the composting program that we have here in Juno. It's a small business. The lady who runs it is very enthusiastic. I do it myself, participate myself. It's really easy. Just sign up for a small fee, fill up your bucket, and they can pick it up once a week. So I could actually video myself doing that would be an example. Or maybe I could think of lots of things. Or maybe I would just, I could show one of my friends who has an electric car. Or I could show myself going to the thrift store, buying lots of things. I buy a lot of clothes at the thrift store, except for underwear. I buy new underwear.
Yeah, good idea. That was going to be my idea, too, to make a little video of our compost situation here at KTOO. We are also clients of Juno Compost. Any like do's or don'ts for making this video? Like what would be some things that you maybe, some pro tips that you could give, or some things you wouldn't want people to do?
Just remember it's a general audience. You should probably introduce yourself. Say whether if you're with an organization or a business, you can say who you're with. The main thing is just to keep it on the topic of whatever environmental positive action you're explaining, and to keep it brief, under 4 minutes, but brief is always good because people's attention span isn't that good. But it's kind of loose, so just do what you need to do, and you probably have to do a couple of takes. The main thing is just to have something interesting that someone's doing in Juno that helps make Juno and the world better. And I give different examples on the webpage of what people do. You could be sure you write a letter to your senator. I mean, there's lots and lots of ideas. I don't want to impose my ideas on somebody else.
Right. Get creative.
You have to probably do it a lot. We have made a few videos. We have a YouTube channel now for the Planetarium. We just have a few videos on there. And actually, it's surprising how long it takes to make a video that's just a few minutes. But you just have to do it, several times, and it doesn't have to be perfect. The main thing is just to share your passion for what someone is doing that's good, and inspire other people to think of their own ways they can make Juno and the planet healthier.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my next question, is where will we be able to watch these videos, and are you uploading them as they come in, or will they be like premiered as a video playlist on Earth Day? How will we be able to watch everyone's videos, including our own?
I'll just put them on, as long as they're on topic, I'll just put them on the YouTube channel. It's Marie Drake Planetarium. You can subscribe to it if you like, or just look it up. So I'll just put them on there. And then I can put them together in a playlist. And there's a link to the YouTube channel on the website. But yeah.
Just to make it clear, the website is mariedrakeplanetarium.org.
Got it. And all the instructions are there, and the examples, and anything else we'd need to know about this, pre-recorded celebration of Earth Day, this video celebration of Earth Day?
Not really. We're kind of keeping it loose so that people can use their own imagination, because there are just so many things people do and so many ways they can express it. I mean, some people are really good talkers. Some have great pictures. Some may have a piece of art. I wanted to leave it more loose rather than come out with all these rules.
Well, I hope you get some funny videos, too. I know you guys enjoy a good joke. Christina, this is your setup.
Okay. Well, I have a joke about Steve. But when Steve was in high school, his parents ran a motel. And so if he liked one of the young ladies at the high school, he might invite them back to his parents' motel to look through his telescope. And when they came to his parents' motel, guess what they did? They looked through the telescope. That was it. That's the best I could come up with for now.
Exactly what it sounds like. Not sinister at all. Steve, yeah, any response?
Well, it was a reflector. It was I ground the mirror myself. It was an 8-inch mirror on the reflector. So, and we had some dark sky conditions away from the lights of the building. Hey, I have a quick change of subject. I want to talk quickly about the status of the planetarium. So a year ago, after a successful fundraising project, we purchased a new digital system for the planetarium, and we installed it. And it's a superb system from Digitalis in Bremerton, Washington. We did 4 public shows, and then because of the COVID-19, we had to shut down. So since then, we've been training ourselves on the system. I currently have the computer unit at my house, and the board members, we've been taking turns working with the computer unit. So I've been working on mastering the controls, and the last couple nights I've been flying around the rings of Saturn and looking at the rings of Saturn eclipsing the sun, the body of Saturn eclipsing the sun. So as soon as we start doing shows again for school groups and the public, which will probably be in the fall, hopefully, we have some great shows to present.
That's really exciting. You guys waited a long time for that, right?
Yeah,
we became a nonprofit. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say we did. And our biggest donors were the Rasmussen Foundation and Core Alaska Kensington Mine, and some other large individual donations, and lots of small donations and other grants. So yeah, it did take a long time, but and we were very excited. But literally, we haven't been able to go in the school district to the planetarium for over a year. And we have to wait for their permission until we can go in there ourselves to practice, and then also get the permission when we can actually bring people into the planetarium to give them a show. And we will continue to be free as ever.
That's so exciting. I'm really happy for you guys. I'm sorry you've had to wait even longer to share it with the public in the midst of this pandemic, but I do look forward to coming and seeing one of the shows someday.
Yeah, well, there'll be a wide variety. Some things for adults, some things for children. It just reflect our different interests. For the school children, for the school groups, we're going to try to work more closely with the school's curriculum, astronomy curriculum. So the other thing I wanted to mention is, if you want to know when the planetarium's open, it will be on Facebook. It will be on our newsletter. It will be on the Planetarium website. So if you have, if you're not on our email list, just go on the website and join up that one. And one other thing I want to mention is we're always looking for volunteers. And right now I have a couple of projects that people could help with. One would be maybe working on the newsletter. I've been doing it on Constant Contact. Pretty simple. Just comes out about every 3 weeks. The other one would be maybe doing some kind of event sign up. That would be with Constant Contact. And basically, when we have shows, we'll limit them to 40 people because we want people to have really good visibility and really enjoy the state-of-the-art system that we have. So we need to have a sign up, even though the event is free. And it might be fun to have a garage sale in the summer. So if anyone's interested in those projects or has another idea, something the Planetarium could do that they would like to volunteer for, they can send us an email at mariedrakeplanetarium@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for joining me today. I always love to hear about what the Marie Drake Planetarium has going on. And I really like this idea of submitting videos in celebration of Earth Day. So not necessarily looking at the skies or the stars, but looking at our own home. So I think that's great. And thank you both for what you, for everything that you do. And thanks for being here with me today.
Okay.
Thank you, Shelley.
Take care. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.